We're joined today by two Mandela Washington fellows, Tino Gambahaya and Fatoumata Bintibaldi. Tino, why don't you start by introducing yourself, including where you're from, and a little bit about your business, Frampton's Power Card.
Okay, so my name is Tino Tendeishe, Frampton Gambahaya, but most people call me Tino, and I'm from Zimbabwe. And back home in Zimbabwe, I'm the managing director of Frampton's Private Limited, a microfinance firm. At Frampton's Private Limited, we provide low-cost financing to ordinary Zimbabweans that are struggling to make ends meet. And so how do we do this? We do this by providing the Frampton's Power Card, which is a credit card that we give to our customers as a form of financing. We believe as an organization that we are giving the power to transform their economic destiny, whichever way they want to use the money that we give them, whether be it to finance a small business, whether be it to finance their college degree, or just to buy something like a cell phone.
How is this different than other forms of credit?
Let me just give you a background. The microfinance services sector in Zimbabwe, I think most of the companies that are giving loans are charging, I think, exorbitant rates as far as 30%. And so we are giving a low-cost model. We charge, I think, 6 to 8% interest. We believe that it's not about just loaning money, but also trying to help people achieve their dreams.
What are the challenges you face doing business in Zimbabwe?
Well, as a young person, I'm currently 24 years old. And so, you know, I think one of the most biggest challenges that I faced as a young entrepreneur is trying to get partners on board. My vision is big, and we hope to capitalize on numbers. And so trying to get some corporations or venture funding, it's been very difficult because I think some of the people consider you to be inexperienced, but I've been working in the financial services industry for 5 years, but some do not consider that to be probably enough.
That brings up a good point. Bintibaldi is from Guinea in West Africa. She joins us here today as well. She has her own nonprofit foundation devoted to women's literacy and education. Binta, can you talk about your biggest obstacle?
Main challenges that I face is, like, for the foundation is having people that want to invest, that want to fund me. Because usually everyone is struggling for their own families. They have to feed their own families, put the children in school. So even when people have money, they'd rather make another investment than give it to the foundation. So raising money here is kind of easy, I will say, in the United States, because people are already have the philosophy of giving and helping others.
What made you decide to start your own nonprofit?
Education for me is important. In my country, I can feel that lack of education is a source of a lot of problems. We have like 75%, more than 75% of people in my country that are in public schools, or the quality of the public school are not that good. It's like just helping girls and other people get to school. Because usually girls also, they stay at home, they help their mom. And if we can take them from houses and bring them to school, is another advantage for the country.
Tino, so this is your next to last week in Reno. Describe your experience as a fellow and what you learned from other participants.
I think it was probably one of the most awesome experiences. Other than also meeting Americans, meeting other fellows from Africa was quite an enriching experience. Why? Because, you know, getting to meet the other fellows makes you realize that there is true potential in Africa and that Africa is the next big thing in terms of a rising global economy. And it was so great to connect with people from over 17 countries represented in this fellowship. And so I believe that I also have, like, I've set up 17 contacts in 17 different countries. So I believe it was a great networking experience as well.
Tino, Binta, thank you for joining us today.